Good morning, and we recap the weekends. And we in future Mondays, folks, we'd love to hear your highlight of the weekend.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the question?
Yes.
What was the best part of your weekend?
I think I only threw it out like one time. So anyhow, I'll try to mention it more in the early part of the WIB Wake Up Show. But Hillary, something you and I shared in common over the weekend was the parade.
The Bridge to Wonderland parade.
Chippewa Falls.
Now, I've done this parade a number of years. This was your first time participating. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, it was fun to get there. I was glad my daughter Elena came along.
Yes.
And so we got to drive the station car. And hats off to Caroline from our sales staff who kind of took the bull by the horns and
arranged and did.
Behind all that. And people were dressed up in fun. It was really amazing, though. You think of how many folks are in the parade and what it takes to organize this is just huge. And then when you go down all those, the main street of how many folks, right?
Thousands.
But the weather could not have been better.
It was perfect.
In December, yeah.
You know, and Dean and I have done this parade in sub-zero temperatures. Mm-hmm. We've done it in
rain.
We've done it in snow. We've done it in bad roads, good roads. It's so nice when you're like inaugural year is a good weather year. that keeps you going for years to come. So, but so fun, isn't it? It's so fun being in the parade.
And Caleb, I think you put together some of the Christmas tunes we were blasting out from the car, so thank you.
Those were good. That was kind of fun. Went with some ones that we'll probably hear this morning because they're stuck in my head because I made my own mix.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So, I liked it.
Super, super fun. So, yeah, we had a busy weekend. We had a recital on Friday night where Becca played piano solo for one thing, and then her and I performed together. I sang and she accompanied. And then Saturday was parade kind of all day. And then Sunday, man, what a day. We had our new pastor installation at our church, which was amazing. Great, great worship service and reception afterwards. And from there, we went over to River Prairie Park where they did the tree lighting. Wow, what a great job, Altoona. They had reindeer there. They had horse-drawn wagon rides through the park in River Prairie. They had caroling. They had a whole hot chocolate bar with all kinds of toppings for your cocoa. It was magical and wonderful, and I love my town. Just fantastic.
I don't think there's ever been a discouraging word spoken about Altoona in the studio. Finishing off the weekend last night, it's kind of cool when your kids share some of your interests.
Yes.
And so my four-year-old, I kind of wanted to watch The Last Jedi before the new Star Wars comes out in 11 days. And so we were watching The Mandalorian, and then somehow we just started watching The Last Jedi, and my four-year-old stayed way past his bedtime. And I kept asking him, buddy, do you want to go to sleep and we can watch this later? He's like, no. And so we watched the entire Last Jedi, which isn't my favorite of all the Star Wars, but it's the one that leads into, again, the most recent and final episode coming up. So that was fun to share that with Cooper.
I was hearing Hugh Hewitt on WOGO this morning, our sister station, 103.1 FM. He said he's 5.5 of 8 episodes of the leading Star Wars movies leading in, getting ready for it. So... 5.5 down,
so cool.
2.5 to go. Well, what is art? Beauty is in the eye of a beholder. Story out of Miami Beach, Florida this morning, which sounds warmer than what we're going to be for sure.
Yeah.
Somebody ate the banana that was sold for $120,000 at a Florida art exhibit.
Before or after it was sold?
Yeah. So
was he the purchaser of the banana?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
The Italian artist Maurizio Catalan duct taped a banana to the wall at an art exhibit in Miami Beach, and he called it Comedian. And it sold for $120,000 to a French art collector. That's the kind of art I could make.
I could do that.
Oh, my.
Why?
Well, on Saturday,
a
New York artist walked up to the art installation and ate the banana. His name is David Datuna. He's a performance artist, and he called his stunt Hungry Artist. And he slipped away before security could arrive.
Oh, my goodness.
And the museum's director says, the banana will be replaced.
Oh, my.
But is it still worth 120 grand?
The original has been desecrated. Seriously, I thought, was this at least a charity auction? Was this at least like a charity auction that someone paid this much for a banana?
Wasn't it an organic banana?
Is he in trouble?
It was grown on the International Space Station at zero gravity. No, it wasn't. It was a banana.
What kind of duct tape did they use?
I don't know. It's real silver, ingrained, and twined. I don't even know. Art is art.
Art
I mean,
mystifies
to each
me, but I'll
own...
appreciate it when I can.
Good raised, for the artist, I guess.
Raised on 1960s Batman television shows. There were plenty of times where the Joker or the Penguin would slip into some kind of art exhibit
yes.
and steal the art.
Steal the art.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Well, at least they didn't eat it. You know, in the movie The Princess Bride, they say, wub, twoo, wub. Well, that's my husband and I. I love the man. I do. But occasionally we have these marriage moments. So we had a marriage moment this weekend when I went into the bathroom to brush my teeth. I could not find my toothbrush. I shouted to the family because I was in a hurry. Where's my toothbrush? Of course, no one knows where the toothbrush is. My husband's like, what do you mean? Where's your toothbrush? I said, where's my toothbrush? He said, well, which toothbrush is yours? I said, the orange one. Where is it? He says, that's not your toothbrush. That's my toothbrush. I said, no, the orange toothbrush is my toothbrush. He says, no, that's my toothbrush.
How long has this?
That's great.
Been
that's great. For how long?
I probably replaced the toothbrushes about a month ago. The good news is that I have like a brand new toothbrush that's never been used, even though it's been sitting in the little toothbrush holder for a month.
Mine is purple.
I love him.
So how do you determine who is right?
I took the pink toothbrush and moved on with my day. I let him win that one, okay?
But you've been sharing the same
We've been
toothbrush.
Sharing a toothbrush,
yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's marriage, friends.
Yeah, right.
Two shall become
it's
one.
It's marriage. This pops into my head because this morning on my way out, I forgot my phone at home today. So I messaged him on Facebook Messenger and said, hey, just heads up, I forgot my phone today. If you need me, you're either going to have to call the station or, you know, you can try messaging me on this. He's like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I sit here. It's on the kitchen counter, whatever. I literally just got a message from him on Messenger saying, I forgot my phone at home today, too. So if you need me, you're going to, I'm like, we're so made for each other.
I guess.
Using the same toothbrush disgustingly like animals for a month and
do animals use the same toothbrush?
I guess they don't even brush.
See, I thought maybe one of the girls was using your toothbrush on Max's
the dog,
teeth.
Yes, no, at least it wasn't like this. This is the dog's toothbrush.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.